All right, and we have an event happening down in Oak Ridge. It's called the First Annual Tour of Art in Public Places. Yes, that'll be Saturday, May 1st, Oak Ridge Elementary School, 9 to 5. It's going to be fun. We got another one, Two Angry Moms. It's a film about getting better food in your child's school. That's today in Eugene. It's going to be showing at Cosmic Pizza at 7:30. It's sponsored by the local Better School Food Coalition of Eugene. Onward.
About a sinner, he used to be a winner, who enjoyed a life of prominence and position. But the pressures of the office, and his social ad engagements, and his selfish wife's fanatical ambition, he turned him to the booze, and he got mixed up with a floozy, and she led him to the life of indecision. The floozy made him spend his dough. She left him lying on Skid Row, a drunken lag at some Salvation Army mission. It's such a shame.
We're back with some lovely music on this lovely Sunday morning hangover with Elliot Martinez from Booze Week. Elliot, it's always a gas to have you in the studio.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And kids, if you want to turn to page in your manual, Booze Week manual.
That'd be page 16.
Page 16. We are discussing now the Booze Week Centerfold, Savage. Is Savage the guy's name? Or?
Yes.
All right, and tell me about this particular half-naked gentleman.
Well, you know, 2 years ago we started something called the Mr. Whitaker pageant.
Uh-huh.
And Savage is the second winner of this esteemed production. And I don't know if you noticed there on the right-hand column there,
Yes, I am looking at it now. That's page 17, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, so for anybody following at home, reading Booze Week magazine while we talk about it.
Ms. Whitaker pageant coming soon.
Ms. Whitaker, wow!
Now, I don't want to say too much about it.
Whoa!
But,
I want to go to that. Yeah, Ms. Whitaker.
Well, it's not going to be nearly as hypersexualized as the Mr. Whitaker pageant has become.
Yeah, Ms. Whitaker. Yeah. Hey, Beavis. He said hyper. Anyways, I'm very excited about this. Mr. Whitaker, is he a regular gentleman or is he just a...
Oh, he's a stand-up guy.
Stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Representing the Whitaker neighborhood, the best neighborhood in the world.
All right. Well, everybody, Booze Week magazine. And Booze Week has a website, don't they?
Oh, yeah. We just came up. we're a bunch of drunk slackers, though. So
drunken junkies.
Don't expect too much when you go to the website. It's www.boozeweek.com.
All right. Boozeweek.gov?
.com. And you can ask Booze Week a question.
Yes.
And before too long, you'll be able to buy some back issues and that kind of thing. But
very good. Very good. Do not tell people to go to it, though, or else I'll get in trouble.
Well, like I said, we're a bunch of drunks. And,
right.
I wouldn't expect much.
We are just kind of putting the information out there, everybody. You could take it or leave it, so if you want to. And so, anyways, we were talking about aliens a little bit earlier, and we have here... you appeared on a show recently talking about your trip down to South America.
That's right.
And we're going to be running a little excerpt of that trip right here for you. Hope you enjoy
it. Bob Hind here, and today we have another amazing voyage on the Golden Hind. Hello, I'm Bob Hind. You know, hindsight is golden. Last week, when Heinz and Golda Klutschifter took us back 1,000 years to old Guadalajara, it was a journey which proved that the Aztecs invented the vacation. So, when you're planning your next vacation, get behind the Bob Hind overnight speed tour. Fly by night and sleep all day in the hot Chocolatl Springs. You know, Sundays was invented down there, making it the vacationer's paradise. Well, here's a pair of familiar adventurers. Let's say hello to Buzz and Bunny Crumhunger.
Hello.
Buzz, how is your lovely boy, Buddy?
Oh, he's in medical school for a few weeks in Mexico, Bob.
And let's see what films you have brought back of your latest castaway cruise.
Well, Bob, here we are on the screen now, serene and a little bit out of touch with reality as we wave the final goodbyes and cast away from the singles dock there at lovely Rancho Malario Clowndominium.
Goodbye.
And head down the runny old Chili Colorado River.
Look at that moss.
Oh, it's so thick and blue and soft like a tongue.
Who are these people?
Oh, these are the mosses.
She's ultra attractive, and he's the very sharp, tall Jewish gentleman. There he is.
Uh-huh. And these are the rappers.
Oh, they look rough.
Oh, they are. Bunny and Sunny Rabbit.
They're grand.
Well, we're back on the river now, and pretty soon you'll be seeing the dangerous part.
There it is.
That's it.
It certainly appeared dangerous. Oh, what are these off in the desert?
These are the buttes.
Those humps? Those are the mounds, Paul and Patty.
Oh, she's ultra attractive.
Oh, that blood-red hair and white skin made her the envy of all the German missionaries around.
I see what you mean. Now, what are these?
Well, these are the aliens we told you about.
Yeah, the sandbar coming up is one of their typical landing sites, Bob.
You see that dehydrated horse?
Yeah, they do that.
And they love moss.
Oh, here, he wants me to eat some of it.
He thinks that we eat moss.
I'm pretending to eat it now, see with my hands, to make him happy.
That's very nice.
It tastes awful, Bob.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, look here. We're trying to give the guy some milk, but he doesn't seem to know what it is.
But they sure know where it comes from.
look at it. They're coming towards
They're coming towards you now.
Oh. Here we are, waking up in the spaceship.
Oh. I don't know who took these pictures, Buzz.
See, we don't really remember too much of this part.
It's kind of strange in here with the floating.
It's like a dream.
That looks like a pair of women's shoes.
I see washing you down here.
Here we are now, Bob. Out of the spaceship, down healthy in the alien village. And this is actually our own state of Arizona. They've been living like Indians there peacefully since 1949.
And most of them have never seen a human being.
Well, some of the young ones go to the movies and hooker, and that old man there says he's he's been to Chicago. Oh.
There he is. You can tell. You see, he's saluting us.
Yes. What is this frenzied dance, Bunny?
Well, they do that to make themselves dizzy and work up big appetite.
The alien government staged these dances for us. Mm,
who's that playing the piano?
That's the chief.
Well, they all play the piano just beautifully, too. Mm.
What are they doing now, Buzzy?
Well, actually, they're symbolically asking me to dance.
And here, symbolically, that old chief is stripping her clothes off.
Well, you're really dancing up a storm, Buzzy.
And here it comes.
Oh. And they insisted now, see, that Bunny join in.
Slipping.
See, I'm dancing there, and the liquid rain is soaking into my body like little tongues.
Yes, is this beating and clubbing a part of the dance?
Well, yes and no, Bob.
I don't remember. They got me right.
And here they are, bringing all of us back to life.
Oh, we're good as new, and as you can see, we've been fully accepted into the alien community.
Well, that is very, very interesting.
Well,
so actually you are both aliens right now.
Sure, yes, we were changed forever by that strange ritual from so far away.
And yet, so near. Bob. Yes.
Well, thank you, Buddy and Buddy Crumbhunger.
Thank you.
And say hello to your boy, Buzz.
No.
I didn't know he was old enough to be in medical
school.
Buddy. They just run the credits. Just keep talking. They run the credits over.
Oh, is that it?
No, our microphones are not on.
Yeah, so, Elliot, that's sort of what happened when you visited Peru, correct?
No. I don't know what that was.
Well, we'll get back to Elliot from Booze Week magazine, but I forgot that I had to give away some tickets. Yeah.
Ooh,
there's a very important show coming up on May 16th, and the way I'm going to do this is if you can guess the following artist, you can win tickets to his show. Yes, it'll be, I'll tell you over the phone. And I don't have a lot of specifics, so you're just going to have to trust me on this one. I'm going to play the track. You could call me here at 541-346-0645. If you know who this artist is, you will win a pair of tickets to go see him.
Listen, I'm on heaven, West Jamaica, sure is a mountain, shining down the river, all my friends there, holding on those reeds, younger than the mountain, going like a bee, from zero.
Everybody, we have a winner. Scott won two tickets for Toots and the Maytals at McDonald Theater. I believe it's May 16th. And hold on, I got to tell this caller. I'm sorry, caller. I want you all to stay tuned for future episodes of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I will be giving away more tickets. How do you like that there, Elliot?
That's pretty good.
All right, well, let's. We're going to go into a song, then we're going to go back and talk more to Elliot. What do you think?
Oh, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling Rose and make me smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right. Cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Yeah, Elliot, that song was about booze. Cracklin' Rosé.
I'm starting to develop a theme here.
Yes, yes, there is a theme for this show. We are speaking with Elliot Martinez. Thank you to all the callers that tried to get Toots and Maytals tickets, all two of you. Anyways, we were talking about things Booze Week, weren't we?
Oh, you want to get back to the magazine here, Louis?
Yes, all you kids following at home, what we're doing is we're flipping through the latest issue of Booze Week International, Volume 3.
Let's turn our hymnals to page 18.
Page 18, everybody. And Pfeiffer Vineyards.
Pfeiffer Vineyards, yeah. You ever go wine tasting?
No, but I was there the night Obama was inaugurated, inauguration night. I went to see Danuta and Robin over at that thing, and they had a special bottle of Obama wine.
That they had made up for them.
That they had brewed back in their yeehaw, yeehaw, and the whiskey and the still out in the back, out in Junction City.
And they had sent it to the Obamas, and the Obamas had it for dinner that
and
night.
Yeah, no, they threw it in the garbage.
No, I'm just kidding.
These guys make good wine.
Oh, my goodness, they do.
And I didn't realize, like, the whole thing until I read this article by Tim Thibault, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, he's a writer who writes for Booze Week. He's actually out of Pasadena, California. That's where he's at.
Oh, just like my friend Gary in Pasadena. Yes.
So every once in a while, Tim will come up and we'll go wine tasting.
Yeah.
And this is a...
Well, the thing that I found interesting was that they actually sell some of their grapes to King Winery, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's King Estate.
That happens quite often in the wine world. You'll have a place that grows a wine, a vineyard that grows wines. grows the grapes and sells them to other vineyards. And
I'll tell you, this Pfeiffer Winery place, Pfeiffer Vineyards, is way, way out there in Junction City. I was driving at night trying to get out there that night, and I thought that we'd never get there.
Well, it probably feels a little further away when it's dark.
That's right, because there was all kinds of deer and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, mine. Oh, anyways, page 20, Vino del Sur, another article by Tim Thibault.
This one's about South American wines and how soccer and wine mix.
Now, I don't understand. If everybody's following at home, page 20, the one with the chart. There's no page numbers on here.
Well, that's just because it's a paid advertisement.
Oh, it is? Oh, well, we will not be talking about that then because it's a paid advertising. That's kind of like, I guess they do that in Cosmopolitan too. They don't number the ads or something.
Yeah, we're almost as big as Cosmo now.
The Life and Adventures of Claymore McPeaty on page 24. And what is that all about?
Claymore McPeaty is one of my newer writers, just off the boat from Scotland, and offered him a job at Boozwick International. And he writes about his happenings.
Wow. Hey, everybody, in case you just tuned in, we're talking to Elliot from Boozwick Magazine, founding fine establishments. Could you maybe tell the audience some of the places they could find this particular rag?
Well, I have to admit we've actually lowered our distribution at the moment because we are selling them, which is new. We haven't sold, you know, we've always given them out for
right,
free.
Right, right.
So let's say Olive Juice is a great place to get in.
Right.
I don't know if you've been there in the Whitaker neighborhood. That's a great little store.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get other Booze Week related items there.
I'll probably have members of Olive Juice on this show this year sometime.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Where else? Wandering Goat, a cafe, is a good place. Great coffee. What else should I say about that?
Hey, what else should I say? Except I just realized I've got another pair of tickets for Toots in the Maytals.
Well, there you go.
So, but you have to call up and guess my guest's name. Anybody can guess my guest name, 3460645, gets another pair of tickets, everybody.
First you fill it up, then you drink it down. Again you fill it up, and again you drink it down. Everybody rocking, having a time, until they bring on some of that red cherry wine.
We have a winner. Hey, Kara, call back.
Me and my old pappy, and he had him a still. He brewed a white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug, and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh, white lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenue is too, searching for a place where he made his brew.
looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Ooh, what lightning.
Instead of Mountain Dew, I took a little sip and right away I knew I had my eyes bugged out and my face turned.
Hey, Marty, are you there?
Yes, I am, Rev.
All right. Hey, everybody. Let me turn that off. Hold on a second. Everybody, we got Marty from Chicago on the air. Actually, you're from Naperville, right?
Actually, Dundee. East Dundee.
Dundee. Marty is a longtime Hangover listener. And say hi to Marty, Elliot.
Hey, Marty. How are you doing?
How's it going, Elliot? I couldn't remember your last name. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You didn't win the tickets.
I thought it was so cool that you called from Chicago to try to win Toots and the Maytals tickets here in Eugene.
Yeah, my son lives there, so I know he would have enjoyed it, but maybe next time.
Oh, that would have been just so totally awesome if, like, you know, the kid's dad from Chicago called to win his son tickets. I thought that would be so cool.
There's probably some delay, too, I imagine, in the internet broadcast. So I probably have a disadvantage calling or listening online. But,
So Marty, let's discuss, do you drink booze?
I do.
And do you have any particular favorite places you like to go in Chicago?
Nothing in particular. I'm more of a homebrew kind of guy. So
you've got a couple of pretty good breweries out there.
Yeah, you know what? And strangely enough, I actually have in my refrigerator now a bottle of Rogue Hazelnut Brown Nectar from Oregon, no less. So
he said Oregon.
He said Oregon. That's all right, Marty. We'll let
Oregon.
You...
Oregon.
It's Oregon. It's Oregon. Kind of like you're an Oregon donator. That's all right, Marty. Don't take it personally. We like to make fun of people. It's like people come up here and they talk about Willamette River and all that other stuff. It's Willamette, damn it.
I did that when I was out there, and I was corrected.
But anyhow, back to the brew that you have in your refrigerator. Maybe our guest here, Elliot, could enlighten you a little bit about that particular brew. Do you know much about it?
With the hazelnut brown from... Rogue Brewery?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I know it's won some pretty good awards.
Yeah, it's hard to find around here, but I happened to be out at my favorite liquor store yesterday, and they happen to have a few different bottles of Rogue in stock. So
fantastic.
Pick one up.
Marty, you brought up a good point. Liquor stores. I know that in a lot of communities, especially in the Midwest, they're only open, they have like ABC stores. What is the setup for liquor stores in your neck of the woods?
No, they sell it everywhere here, gas stations, liquor stores, drug stores, everywhere. So.
I am so impressed. You guys are so progressive. No, see here.
We're a blue state.
See here, everybody, you could tell that the liquor store is closing at 6 because you can tell that the traffic picks up about 5:45 every night, Monday through Friday. And most liquor stores don't sell on the weekends, although there are...
That's called Oregon Rush Hour.
Oregon Rush Hour, yes. There are a couple that are open on Saturday in case you're jonesing over the weekend. So
there are a couple of drive-through ones in the area, but not like Texas, but there's a few drive-through ones here.
I love the concept of drive-through liquor stores. That is so fun. So anyhow, Marty, I just wanted to put you on the air and let you know that I appreciate your undying loyalty to the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA Eugene.
And I listen every week when the internet connection's up.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. I just want to say thank you so much for being a dedicated listener, and hope you have a great Sunday.
You too, Rev.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, it's Sunday. Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere, everybody. I'm not going to try to sing this one.
Our instrumental.
I need a plea for you. Hey, I blew it earlier. Liquor stores close at 8, as the caller just told me, in Oregon here, and there are some open Saturday and Sunday. How progressive there, Elliot. What do you think about that?
It's a, you know, test market in Eugene.
Yeah. So, hanging out here with the editor of Booze Week magazine on another Pleasant Valley Sunday here in the Willamette Pleasant Valley. Here, come on, help me sing along. Ready?
No.
Come on. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Sunday's coming to you.
Charcoal burning everywhere. I'm going to do my William Shatner impression. All right. Back to the Sunday Morning Hangover, special Booze Week edition with Elliot Martinez, not Ramirez, not Gonzalez, or whatever Marty was saying. All right. So one more thing I want to turn to page. I think we ran out of articles.
No, we were going to talk about what's next in the world of Booze Week.
Yes, what is next in the world of Booze Week there, Elliot?
Well, with any luck, I'm going to. You know, this next week I'm going to drive up to Canada. You know, keep it international.
Canada, eh?
Yeah, Canada.
You going to get some Molsons? I know it's an old joke.
Kokanee?
I just used to love Bob and Doug McKenzie on SCTV.
With, oh, yeah.
You know, all that other stuff. And the fish musician and all that other stuff. Anyway, so whereabouts in Canada are you going?
Well, I don't know, but if you know this, in the beer world, there's a bioregion we call Cascadia.
Oh.
And that's Northern California up through the lower part of British Columbia. And there's a newly recognized beer style, which is this this dark IPA, Cascadian. So I want to talk to some brewers and find out. You know, there's a little bit of controversy about it. You know, is it a new style? So I'm kind of that's my focus.
So you think maybe because of the region we're in, there's a particular taste to microbrews. Well,
there's definitely a specific kind of hops that we're using in this area.
Yeah.
That lend itself to.
And because of global warming, everything's burning up in California, so the whole booze scene is actually moving
right,
north.
Right, Alaskan Chardonnay is on its way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like a few years ago, we were the big wine-growing region. Now it's moving northward.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool. That's so you're going to go to Canada on one of your many trips. I hope they let you back into the country.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah. Whereabouts specifically in Canada?
I don't know yet. I'm working on mapping out the trip right now.
Everybody loves Vancouver and all that other stuff, but...
Yeah, I'll probably go to Vancouver. I'm thinking about taking the ferry over to Victoria Island, see if there's any breweries over there.
You going to visit the world's largest shopping mall in Edmonton, Alberta?
Definitely not.
I would love to go there because I have a short attention span. So, you know, going through the world's largest shopping mall would be awesome, you know. So anyways, Booze Week magazine, everybody, we'll be talking. Maybe we'll wrap it up just a little bit more. I want to thank all of you that were calling in for those Toots and the Maytals tickets. There may be more next week. I don't know yet. Don't bother me about it, though. I'm looking here at the back cover of Booze Week magazine, and we're looking at the Sasquatch Brew Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the night before Toots and the Maytals come to town, May 15th. And I'm not doing a commercial for it. I'm just trying to just say this is happening. It's happening at the Eugene Hilton. And
always a fun time at the Brewfest.
What are you going to be doing at the Brewfest? Booze Week going to be representing?
I may be pouring. I volunteered to pour beers, so look for me. And other than that, I'll probably be drinking.
Yeah, he'll be giving out autographs, everybody.
I'll be passing out under the steps of the Jacobs Gallery at some point in the evening.
So let's get a little personal with Elliot Martinez here, if we could for a minute. Elliot, last time I talked to you, you had 5 jobs. Are you employed right now?
At the moment, I have 1 job, and that's CEO of Booze Week International. That's it.
What a coincidence. I have a job. I'm CEO of the Eugene Storefront Art Project. We're both CEOs. Ladies?
Well, it's I'm going to take my jet out a little later this afternoon, I think.
Yeah, me too. I got the yacht. I'm going to go for a little boat ride this afternoon. Out on the Willamette, damn it. And anyways, yeah, well, 2 CEOs together here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Let's get in some more music, shall we?
Pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing. Pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh, white lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Shh, white lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew that my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started flashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough. I think I want to taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish lug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
Whew, white lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where it made the brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around that tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country bear whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear whiz beer.
Bear whiz beer, a liquid product of Andrew Bearwood's Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
Where's my microphone? There it is. The Who with Whiskey Man. Yeah, from A Quick One. And I don't want to go in that close up. I'm right in the middle of filming Elliot Martinez for the Sunday Morning Hangover TV show, which will be coming to your Channel 29 real soon. Elliot, it's been great having you here today.
You know, it's always a pleasure coming in there. You know, It seems I'm more hungover every time I come, though.
Me too. We were discussing during the break there kind of what we like to drink, and I guess I will confess first as to what I've been drinking lately. Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
There's a cheap wine that Bi-Mart has called Summerfield, okay? It's $3.49 for a bottle of Cabernet. Well, they have Cabernet, they have Merlot, and they have Chardonnay. I warn you to stay away from the other two. But their Cabernet is actually quite drinkable. And I don't have as bad a hangover as I do with some of the more expensive wines. So you'll find me shopping at a lot of places like Grocery Outlet, which Dawn Baby calls Gross Out, and and other places like Trader Joe's. I think the Summerfield wine is, as far as cheap wines go, it's a cut above the Charles Shaw wine. So,
my shorts are a cut above Charles Shaw.
So, what do you like to drink there, Elliot?
Oh, well, you know, I'm a whiskey guy. Not so much bourbon anymore. I do like the Irish whiskeys a lot. Anything with Campari in it. I'm a big Campari fan.
I don't know what that. All I can think of is Campari. Sorry, I won't sing.
Pretty much, that's about what it is.
Is it like a party drink?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's a red drink. It's an Italian grapefruit liqueur.
Wow.
And the red comes from the husk of the cochineal beetle. So it's not your vegetarian or vegan drink, but.
Beetles? They grind up beetles and put them in there?
Beetle husks, yes.
Wow. That's outrageous. I was talking to somebody about chocolate, how they make chocolate, and mm-hmm. somebody said you would not want to eat chocolate if you saw how they made it. I understand there's a little residue of worms and beetles in that as well. So, wow. So what else do you like?
Coffee drinks. What, you know, Spanish coffee. That's,
oh, that way you're coming and going at the same time.
Yeah. You know, you take a cup of coffee and you got some sugar on the rim.
Yeah.
You put some Bacardi 151 in there. You light it on fire. You caramelize that sugar. Then you put some, what else you got in there? You got some Kahlua and some Triple Sec. And then top it off with some fresh whipped cream. Oh, you got a tasty drink right there.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I'm going to have one when I get out of the show today.
I think that, yeah.
Let's start all over again. So what are your favorite establishments in town?
Read about it in the Booze Week.
Yes, in the Booze Week. Yes, let's get back to the Booze Week. Booze Week International, everybody. New issue out now. Spring 2010, Volume 3, Issue 17. And I saw you turning to... maybe somewhere in the back you have some of your finer establishments listed as
on page 6.
Hold on, I got wait a minute.
There he goes.
I got to get to page 6, so it's page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, I'm there. Page 6, Booze Week magazine.
A writer writes in, "Dear Booze Week, where can a girl get a decent drink in this town? Your fan, some girl, Eugene, Oregon."
Yeah.
Well, I go on to mention a few places where you might get a great cocktail. Some of these places are the Oak Street Speakeasy, Cafe Soraya. They've been around for some time, and they've got some great drinks there. Marche Cafe, Belly, Red Agave, and the Rabbit Bistro. I don't know if you've been out there, but that's pretty fantastic.
No, but I do say Rabbit at the beginning of the month for good luck.
You say it twice, don't you?
Yes, Rabbit, everybody. And we got, as a matter of fact, next week coming up, you've got to say Rabbit for good luck the rest of the month on the 1st. But not to digress, all fine establishments, all cut above the establishments I patronize. I go to places like Embers and other places up in Junction City, like The Raven. And there's also the in Junction City, there's what's that place for the spillover? The Tankard, who has a great karaoke night on Thursday nights. Those are some of the establishments you'll find me, the Reverend Mark Time, hanging out in.
You ever drink in Monroe?
You got that one place in Monroe that makes a bad pizza.
Was it the Long Branch or
something? Yeah, the Long Branch, yeah. I peeked my head in there once, and I didn't want to go in because some of the clientele was looking at me like they were going to kill me. It's that kind of bar.
Yeah.
But, hey, speaking of Monroe, there's a new distillery opening up soon.
Oh, I heard about this.
And it's my friend Dudley and James Stiegel are opening Hard Times Distillery in Monroe. They're having a grand opening next month. I forgot the date. But,
I'm really excited about all these micro distilleries popping up in Oregon. It's really great.
Going to be cool. So, well, anyhow, Elliot Martinez, thank you for coming in. We've got to clean up the studio after all the mess we made in here. And what was I going to play? Oh, there's a guy coming to town, and I'm so excited to see him. He's coming August 1st, and he's going to sing about his hard times he had. Speaking of Hard Times Distillery, Hard Times with some of the substance abuse he had. We're talking about Ringo Starr. Hit it, Ringo.
A lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best.
sneeze, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find a door.
A woman that I know just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land.
And I said, no, 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 I don't. Tired of waking up on the floor. No thank you please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door.
Tennessee, oh. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh. He said it was the best in all the land.
And, he wasn't joking.
And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor.
No thank you please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
Take the skin off of a frog. and mix it all up in a dish. You add a cup of green swamp water, then count from 1 to 9. Spit over your left shoulder, and you got alligator wine. Alligator wine! Alligator wine! It's gonna make you mine. It's gonna make you mine. It'll make your head bob, baby. I say it'll make your toes freeze. It'll turn your blood into steam. It'll make your coffin sneeze. You gon' scream like a mountain eagle. You gon' roar like a mountain lion. When you get finished drinking good old alligator wine. Alligator wine. Alligator wine. It's gonna make you mine. It's gonna make you mine. Meet me at the stroke of midnight by the swamp down in the woods. I'm gonna make you love me, baby, like you never thought you could. You're gonna drink my magic potion, and your bloodshot eyes are gonna shine. You'll be a slave forever to my alligator wine. You old pokey pine. Alligator wine. Alligator wine. Wine. Alligator wine. Alligator wine.
Can we hear that? Can we hear that? I must hear that.